Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I would like to thank you so much again, for especially all of you people that keep us on the air. And I would just like to say one more time, the people that did contribute this last week, Will Franklin, bless his heart. He's a new guy, but he contributes. He's going to come on from time to time when he can. And the sainted Miss Buddy, the wife of Mr. Buddy, she's like a saint to me. And Mr. Buddy saved our bacon here at Blood River Radio more than once. And so Miss Buddy is keeping up and supporting us. And I just can't thank her enough. But, I feel so humbled amongst those great people like that. Gene, everything Gene said about Mr. Buddy and Miss Buddy, and she'll be Miss Buddy until the day I die. I respect that lady so much. They're so precious. But anyway, people, we're back. We're back again in the third hour. We've had some difficulties. We're hoping that Sister Braveheart, she's with us now. We're just hoping she can get on clear. As you know, I had trouble the first hour of the program. Sister Braveheart's having a little trouble. We're going to hopefully get her straightened out. We also have Go Tennessee Ben coming on. He said he'd been bush hogging all day long. But we're just going to go, and we're going to do the best we can. And I think we're going to put out a good product for you. But listen, our product, I'll tell you what it is before you get going. I bet everybody out there that listens to this show, listens to this broadcast, it's not a show. I bet every one of y'all can tell you what our product is and what we do. We fight against global white genocide from the very first day we came on. And that's what we'll do until the last day we sign off. We're fighting against global white genocide. And we'd like to put that brand on there, what we do. And you know there's more people that attack us, but were it not for, as Biscuit in Florida said, I said that 100 times, I probably said another 100 times, the devil's officer corps. It's always Jews all the time, ever since the Bible days, they hate us. They hate your ancestors. They hate you. They hate your children. They want you dead. And why? All you got to do to figure out why is just go get you a pick up a Bible and read about Satan. He's kicked out of heaven. He came here just like John 8:44 says. They're the sons of the Jews of their father the devil. What Jesus Christ told them, and what would their father the devil do? He's kicked out of heaven for lying. He was the very first liar on earth. He came here to kill, to plunder, to destroy, to murder, and to lie. And he's the great accuser. And that's what the devil's sons do. Jesus Christ told them, the Jews, that they were their father the devil. So that's who we're fighting against. And you know, people, and I got to shut the hell up. Basically, every broadcast we have really is just kind of like a different version, a different angle, a different fight. We're firing a different weapon, a different rifle, a different pistol, a different source, rhetorical speaking. We're fighting the devil. He's trying to kill our people. And that they'll never, ever, ever rest until the very last one of us is dead. With that, we're going to work on Sister Braveheart here tonight with us. And we have a relatively new fellow, Tennessee Ben. He's going to come in laying in the woods. He's been out laying in the weeds, brother, bush hogging all day long. But first of all, ladies first, always, and even though she's just as tough as nails, how are you doing tonight, Sister Braveheart?
I'm doing well. Can you hear me all right? Is the connection okay?
Loud and clear.
Good. Loud and clear. Okay. Good. And hello to you too, Ben.
Glad to have you on. Yes.
Right on. Thank you. Okay.
I don't know if you worked with Tennessee Ben yet, Sister Monica, but he's a new guy. He doesn't live that far from Memphrica. And one of these days, we're going to go up there, hope real soon, and get some operations done. Matter of fact, I got this thing working right now. I'm trying to infiltrate myself into this. Kind of an aside, but this is what's going on. I'm supposed to meet, hopefully, Lord, with a minister He's the minister, what do they call it, a missions minister. He goes out, and he, I forgot what they got. They've got so many of them. It's like a corporation at Bellevue Baptist Church. But I'm meeting with this dude. I'm trying to get Bellevue Baptist Church to invite a couple of the surviving sailors from United States Ship Liberty from their attack of April the 8th of 1967. I don't have a whole lot of hopes about that, but listen, if you don't swing at the ball, if you never swing at the ball, you're guaranteed to strike out. I know that's a cliche, but if I don't try, I'll never know. I would love, oh Lord, I would love to get the sailors in there to speak and maybe even show them the movie Sacrificing Liberty. So without Sister Braveheart, or where would you like to start right now, Sister?
Well, I did listen to part of Hour One with Bill Watcott, a Canadian man who has been fighting the good fight with regards to all the LGBTQ insanity. And then I also listened to parts of your Hour Two with Gene, and the fact that the Southerners have been just as lied about as the Germans, and there's a very parallel story there. And all these roads lead to one place, and you kind of already spoke about it in the last few minutes. It always leads to the sons of the devil being responsible for all these ills. They are the destructive force. Now, the Canadian story, I mean, there are so many things going on in Canada now, and as you would, you know, if you look at more and more of these, you realize, oh my goodness, Canada is really far gone down this road.
Man, it sounds like
say
it.
we are in a worse off in terms of gone down the degenerative road, the communist road. We've been kind of communist for a very long time without us realizing it, without us knowing it, because, you know, they kind of kept us fat and happy, if you know what I mean, so that we didn't notice it as we were growing up, how they were setting us up for where we are now. Where we've gotten to the point now, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, Eddie, or if it was on another broadcast earlier this week, but there is a school board in Waterloo, Ontario, with some meeting minutes have been leaked, and thank goodness some parent obviously must have been, you know, abhorred by this and leaked this, or maybe some school trustee, where there is training material for staff, meaning for teachers, that the word family is a no-no. It's a bad word. It's a racist word. It's based on white supremacist ideology. The word family, it's based on, rooted in white supremacy. It's racist, and it implies position of authority, i.e. male authority and hierarchy. Therefore, family is a bad word. So teachers should refrain from using that word in their lessons, you know, whether it be whatever they're talking about. Can you believe it? I mean, this is absurdistan. It's just gone so far. But, you know, in a way, Eddie, I kind of think, okay, they're not going to stop, so bring it on real hard, real fast. I mean, they are doing that, because I don't see how else normiedom is coming out of the slumber that, you know, we've been put into, and we do need to come out of our slumber to put a stop to this, because they're not just going to stop it on their own. We're not going to vote our way out of this. We're not going to, you know, the political process is not at all going to work. That's kind of a Jewish game right from the get-go. We just didn't realize it. We were told it was the best system on earth, this democracy thing. But really, when they, the Jews, own and control the media, and they own and control the financing, the finances, the banks and whatnot, well, then they basically can control, you know, they don't care who's making the laws as long as they wield the purse strings and as long as they control the media, right? I mean, one of the Rothschild patriarchs or said that, didn't they? Anyway, that's my rant. I'll pass it over to you.
Well, I'll tell you, we're getting ready to go to a break, but you've given me plenty of ammunition right there. Here's what makes me sick. what's going on in the United States is parallel to what's going on with you there with, you know, the government, the powers to be saying we can no longer talk about family. Here in the United States, the Supreme Court, which was never supposed to be anything other than to give advice, an advisory committee. They're supposed to be the authority on the Constitution. And I will cover that. I'm going to finish that rant, that little narrative when we come back to this break. So, people, we have a little quick break here. It's not real long. You can get yourself to the drink, but be back quickly because it won't be long. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR as hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
In the morning. Smells like victory.
Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. I'm going to go right back into I'm going to tell you a little story here that kind of parallels what Sister Monica was talking about how the family is under attack in Canada. It's under attack all over, anywhere you have a Jew, but it sounds like Canada's catching more hell than anybody. The Supreme Court of the United States originally was recognized by the founders all the way up until probably about 1950s. The Supreme Court was always looked at as just, it's kind of like an advisory board. They were supposed to give advice. They were supposed to be these wonderful intellectuals, educated people who knew the Constitution, supposed to be experts on the Constitution of the United States, and they would advise the president and the senators and the congressmen, what have you, on what was constitutional. But they were just in the advisory board. They were in the papers as they were the weakest part of government. We had the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. The judicial has always been the weakest. Well, only in modern times did they become the supreme law of the land under that son of a bitch Eisenhower, to the best of my knowledge. Well, the Supreme Court recently, get this, they're so nice. They said that parents can withdraw their children from LGBT plus story hours, teaching them how to, they can teach the little boys. They don't have to be little boys if they don't want to be. They can have sex with other little boys. They can bend over, if you know what I mean. But so parents, the Supreme Court has told them, you don't have to subject your kids to that after all. Well, I'll tell you what, I submit to you, that any parent that has to have the Supreme Court tell them they don't have to do that, you don't deserve to be a parent. You need to be drugged behind a damn pickup truck behind a gravel road at 80 miles an hour. If it takes the damn Supreme Court to tell you that, if you would allow your own child to go before that filth because you thought it was a law, you need to be executed. I have no end of despicable hate for people like that would get over to the government like that. Ben, do you have anything to add to that, brother?
I agree exactly with what you said, and going back to what I said a couple weeks ago, people like that need to be stacked like firewood in a ditch.
Amen. Amen. I mean, and Sister Monica said something that got me going. We are not going to be able to settle. We'll never be able to get this country back by so-called voting and by nice debates in the halls of Congress, et cetera. That's never worked. Mm-mm. We said this 100,000 times before on this show. We'll say it again because it's so true. Bounced your tongue, said it right. He should know because he captured probably one of the second largest nation in the world, I imagine, China. He said that all political power comes at the end of a gun barrel, comes from a gun. That's it. It's force. George Washington said it. I'll say this for the 101st time. George Washington said something like this. I think it's almost verbatim. He said that politics government like fire makes a dangerous servant and a cruel master. Therefore, in matters of politics, speak to me not of confidence in men, but instead bind them down with the chains of a constitution, lest they commit mischief. Well, we know that George Washington was he was on the right trail, but Mao Zedong was right because the Constitution is failed because we the people failed the Constitution. Mao Zedong was right. That's a roundabout way of saying that Sister Monica is absolutely correct. If we're ever going to regain Canada back to where it used to be, the Great White North, and to the United States, what it used to be back until the 1950s, it's going to have to be we the people. In the United States, we had what they call the Constitutional Militia of the Several States, and we were highly armed. You go back to the Federalist Papers, it talks about all about that, the Constitution, that the militia of the United States of America was designed to be much more powerful, much more numerous, better armed than the standing army of the United States. There was never supposed to be a large standing army in the United States omnipotent, powerful army, because the founders knew that a standing army was very, very dangerous to we the people, and they said it should be most of the power should be with the militia. So, Sister Monica, you were 100% right there. With that, Sister Monica, what do you know? I mean, firearms are pretty much verboten in Canada.
No, that's not true. There's a lot more firearms in Canada than people think. We don't have the same... You know, the Second Amendment, like you have the right to bear arms just in general. But there's a lot of people who are hunters, who have firearms. I mean, you know, a number of years back, they created this gun registry, which at the time when I was still asleep, I'm very, very ashamed to say I was all for that, because I was quite judgmental of all gun-toting Americans and all that stuff. Like, let me tell you, I have really, 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 come 180 degrees from all that, and I guess I shouldn't say I'm ashamed. I just was totally asleep. I hadn't yet woken up to what's going on in the world, and I was a victim of their propaganda, of their programming, right? So that is just how it is. So to say I'm ashamed of it, I guess I'm just trying to make a point that I've really...
It's a growing experience.
What's that?
It's a growing experience. You know, everyone has to take baby steps forward. You don't just wake up one day and realize we all have to take steps from somewhere to get to our final goal. Well, and, you know,
yeah.
there shouldn't be any shame and admitting that you've learned.
Yeah, that's true, Ben. But, you know, I think there is kind of baby steps to a certain degree. You can't learn everything all at once. However, there is that thing that all of us who have woken up to reality in the world, everybody can point to something that was their awakening. And then when awakening happened, then the layers of the onion just peel off and off and off and off, and then it's not so difficult to recognize the lies. Like right now, like, I mean, for me it was the 9/11 thing, but it was 10 years after 9/11, so it was about 2011, but I won't go into that now. But to make the point that then you recognize them as they come at you. For example, COVID, day one, as soon as they announced this pandemic, I'm not trying to boast, but I recognized it immediately that this was something they are concocting for some nefarious purpose. I just want to go back to this, what you were talking about, Eddie, about the LGBTQ class, that, you know, they had to go to the Supreme Court to get permission to withdraw their children from it. Well, it gets worse than that here. So really the only solution is to pull your children from the school system altogether. And I'll tell you why. There used to be designated classes in some schools or provinces. They were called sex education. In some schools or provinces, they were called family health education, whatever. There was a designated class in which they taught, well, at first it might have started out with just teaching the basic bees and the birds, you know, but then this was the vehicle they used to bring this very, very terrible stuff and poison the minds of the children, essentially. But now what they've done, you can no longer just withdraw from the designated class, because instead of having a designated class that teaches all that stuff, that garbage, they kind of insert it and insinuate these things into all the classes. Like they might have something inserted into the social studies class, or they might have something inserted even into a math class. Like, let's figure out this problem where you have so and so many lesbians, so many, whatever. You know, they'll just insert things into all the other classes. So they really have found their ways of poisoning the children's minds, besides which, even in all these other classes, other than maybe pure physics or pure mathematics, it's garbage that they are teaching the children. So my biggest recommendation is withdraw your children from the school system, the public school system at any rate. And along with that, do not submit to, I mean, you don't have to become somebody that goes around, you know, we're going to get all, I know you said the power comes at the end of a gun, but a lot of people are just not going to know what to do with that, and they would prefer to remain peaceful. Well, I'll just say this, that just stop submitting to their laws and mandates if their laws and mandates are bad, if they are not natural or God's law, or, you know, common law, what we call it common law too. So do not obey, for example, mandates. I mean, if nobody had submitted to their mask mandates, it would have been over in one day. And then, of course, you know, 3/4 of a year later, it came, they rolled out the vaccines. Well, if nobody had showed up, I mean, you know, they did kind of force people, but not really. I mean, they coerced people very, very strongly, and I feel sorry for all the younger people who had careers that they were losing, and they, you know, had to get this to keep their careers. But still, if nobody had showed up, and if everybody had just refused, it would have been over. You see, this is what I mean. We just don't go along with it. And then the last thing I'll say before I stop dominating this conversation is, shed the fear. Shed the fear to, you know, just the other day I was talking with a friend of mine. He's wide awake and he's super articulate. He's very, very good on, you know, convincing people one-on-one about, the Jewish problem and this and that and true history and whatnot. But he's so afraid. He's walking around so fearful because why? Well, I ask him why. Like, why not just step out? And he says, well, I don't want to lose my freedom. And I just about fell off my chair. What do you mean you don't want to lose your freedom? You think that you're free right now if you are afraid to say something, to speak out? You know? Like, it's kind of a paradox, is it not?
Yes, it is. That is a paradox. It's a classic Gangster paradox. So, people, we got a 5-minute break, ball on the hour break. So, you get full 5 minutes, use restroom wherever you need. We read back, and no longer than 5 minutes. Be right back, folks.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. One of baseball's greats is dead. Dave Parker was 74, and he's slated to go into the Hall of Fame next month. Known as Cobra, he played most of his career with the Pittsburgh Pirates. President Trump says he will proceed to push his administration's policies after getting a major Supreme Court victory. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Now that the high court has curbed the power of lower courts to issue nationwide injunctions, the president said his administration will move forward.
We can now promptly file to proceed with numerous policies that have been wrongly enjoined on a nationwide basis.
Those policies include restricting birthright citizenship, firing probationary federal workers, freezing USAID funding, and allowing DOGE personnel to access Social Security data, among others. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at townhall.com, former Senator Jim Talent says it's a very different world today in Iran, now that the country's dreams of regional and even global dominance have been shattered.
All of their pretensions and all of their ambitions have now been exploded. They're not going to dominate the region. They're not going to impose their version of Sharia law on their neighbors. They're not going to usher in a new wave of radical Shia Islam around the world. It ain't happening.
Senator Talent interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. President Trump says he is suspending trade talks with Canada over its plans to continue with its tax on technology firms. Mr. Trump says that Ottawa informed Washington it was sticking to its plan to impose the tax set to take effect Monday. Canada's digital service tax applies to businesses that engage with online users in Canada. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. So if we get you out of pain by taking their 3-week quick start, it's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees. Don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
my day.
Dear Blood Group Radio, folks, family, I'm so grateful to have the young Ben on, young Tennessee Ben. We got old folks and young folks. We got oldest and youngest. we have a mixture here, y'all. So we're going to go back to the young Ben right now, the old Tennessee Ben. Golly, I know this is kind of a side. He has a 500 or 600 horsepower boat. I think a 9.8 Mercury, which is almost, they go, if you go over 10 horsepower in Tennessee, you got to pay some kind of a tax. But it's a 9.8, it's perfect for crappie fishing, but it's a long way from that 600 horse monster that Ben's got. Anyway, Ben, I just guess I shouldn't have gone down that rabbit trail. But you said you were going to, during the break, you were going to respond to Sister Monica. So go ahead and take off, brother.
Well, you know, and you was talking about, you know, the issues we have in our government today. You know, with them pushing the LGBT on our kids. And, you know, like you were saying in Canada, Monica, you can't just take a kid out of a class or take them out of an event. You got to take them completely out of the whole school. And, you know, this kind of goes back to the same rant that I've gone on before about, you know, getting your local fire departments and stuff like that. But I'm going to steer out of the fire department. I've promoted that hardcore in the past. But something I would like to bring to the attention is, you know, in our groups and circles and whatever you want to, your people and our people, we all get down with the doom and gloom. We look, oh man, this is an endless battle. But what we forget we can do is, if you get in your local politics, get out there, be professional. We got a lot of fellas in the hard right and far right that like to look rough. Trim up, dress up, get out there in your local communities, and be professional with your mouth. We can get in our small government. If you can take over your city board in a small community, once people in a local community get to know you, especially in the South, once you get your name in there, people will vote for you. You get in there, run local, run yourself up to sheriff. Run yourself up to mayor of the county. When you get to a point where you can get your people elected and take over a county, that's just one step closer. If we all took a county and worked our butts off to take care of getting our communities where they needed to be, we could theoretically take over and sort. I mean, we're not, you know, we can't walk up to Washington and fight, but you know, just by getting out there and being active in our local stuff, you know, most federal agents, when they come in, they have support of the sheriff. If the sheriff doesn't support the feds, it's going to make it a lot harder for the feds to come in and cause havoc. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to get persecuted either way. I mean, it's in the Bible. We're going to get persecuted for saying the Lord's name. But we can secure our future, in the words of David Lane, by getting out there and building our own little ecosystems in our small communities. I live in a little town of about, well, it depends on what time of year. During the winter, it's about 400 people, maybe. During the summer, we have about 2,000 people that rotate through on a weekend. You know, it's not a real big community, but if you get in there and you get in with your small politics and your fire departments, your small town police departments, you can really shut down the riffraff. Hell, run for freaking for the school board. I'm hardcore homeschooler. I don't have any use for the government school. But if you want, run and get on the school board. Once you're in there, and you get people in there that stand by you, there's a lot you can do. I'm going to step back and hear you guys' opinion on that.
I'd like to make one comment about that. If you can ever get the sheriff, you're right. The sheriff is the highest ranking official in any county. He has absolute power. Matter of fact, I'm not a fan of Sheriff Mack. He loves the blacks more than he does himself. That's where I would never get along with him there. But he did shut the Fed down in Arizona one time when the feds came into Arizona. They were trying to disrupt, I don't remember the exact story, but they were trying to disrupt the people of the county where Sheriff Mack was to repairing a bridge. The Fed was trying to stop it for some type of eco situation. But the Sheriff Mack, to his everlasting credit, the one thing he did, he told them that that bridge was absolutely necessary to people in his county, and if they interfered, that they would be arrested. And this is the county sheriff saying they're going to arrest the Fed. Well, guess what? The Fed got the hell out of there. And the sheriff gets like Sheriff Joe Arpaio out in Arizona, who had something like a 3,000-man posse behind him. The feds were afraid to tread. I think that would work great, Sister Monica.
Yeah, no, I, everything you said, Ben, is excellent, absolutely excellent. Get involved at your local level. And now, we do have some problems with our local levels. Here's a couple of things that I see as problems. Grants. Mm-hmm. People are always saying, oh, we got to get a grant for this and grant for that. As soon as you are relying on grants, you become tied with chains to the higher powers. And then you don't want to lose your grants for next year, and so you basically obey the agenda coming from on high. So that's where we have to stop getting grants for this and getting grants for that. See, where does this all come from? Basically, in the end, it's just this loop. It comes from us anyway. We, the people, do the work, create the work, then, you know, pay this fraudulent taxes and stuff, and then we apply for grants. It's a slave system, basically. So we have to find ways to extricate ourselves from that. If it means some short-term pain in terms of not having grants come our way, well, this is really the only way out of the enslavement of the bigger system. In Canada, most of the municipalities and villages and towns, they have signed on to this Partners for Climate Protection back in the 1990s, and this all follows suit from the sustainable development, which at the time I was still fast asleep, and I thought, oh, that all sounds so good, but it's another code word for communism. These sustainable development goals and all this stuff. But anyway, all these municipalities, I don't even think that the councillors and all these individual people fully realize how much they are under the thumb when it comes time to making decisions that are going to have some import. Like, you know, when they want to lock us down, they want to do this and that and the other thing to us, and that they have to, you know, go with these higher powers. So we have to understand those things and educate the people around us. But yes, getting in at the local level, and I really like what you said about getting in to the, you know, the firefighting forces and the sheriffs, that kind of thing. It's a little bit different in Canada again, but still getting into those positions of influence. School trustee, that's an important one. I just met a school trustee here in Canada not too long ago. He's been fighting the good fight, resisting this LGBTQ stuff in schools. And let me tell you, he's been fighting and fighting and fighting. They in the courts, like, they call him, he's a danger to the children. They're charging him with, you know, being a threat to the children, when in fact it's really the opposite. Like, he's protecting children from this stuff that they're doing to children. So in this upside down world, as you can see. But still, we all have to do that. Don't fear to do those things just because you see this. You know, they would like to make an example of certain people so that the rest be quiet. Well, it should work the opposite. People should take courage from people like that man that I just told you about and do it the same. Do it. Like, if they can't, you know, persecute everybody, if we all stand up and just get involved at the local level, I think you're talk on that was excellent. We must somehow get involved, and it doesn't have to be at a high up level. It needs to be at a local level.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You're gonna make some great points. You're absolutely right. Nuts and bolts, like you talked about, Ben, and you know, you said something, a great point, Sister Monica. We're so dependent on the damn government money, which is our money in the form of grants. Y'all are making great points, man. I'm telling you, that is fabulous. There is one county in Tennessee if it's still operating kind of like, I don't know how close to that blueprint is working, but Jacob Tyler, who used to be a co-host on Blood River Radio, his dad, Rick Tyler, they've organized a county, I'm just going to say Greene County, Tennessee. It's over way over in the mountains of Tennessee, and they have tried to set up a county like that. I believe, I need to find out more about that. But put on kind of like the same blueprint level that you two people just talked about. And I hear the music coming, so this will be, I can't believe it's the last break, the last hour. Be right back, folks.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Get ready to be part of something incredible. We're breaking barriers and delivering the powerful stories that mainstream media won't touch. Your support is what fuels our mission to revolutionize journalism and bring you the truth. Join our passionate community of changemakers by donating at libertynewsradio.com today. Together, we're creating the future of news.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Dear precious Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. It just seems every week almost I say this, but the time, I don't know where it goes. It just seems like it evaporates like we're into another time zone. But I tell you what, I'd like to go back and thank Tennessee Ben and Sister Monica. Tennessee Ben put up a great blueprint on what we could do. We used to talk about that years ago. It's been a long time since we talked about getting that. In fact, before we had Jacob Tyler on, his dad put together a blueprint like that. I'll find out what county. I want to say Greene County, way over in southeast Tennessee. I think it's about 100% white people over there. Anyway, with that, that's spoken. Sister Monica, where would you like to take us off?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. Well, we have been talking about things that you can actually do. You know, during the break I mentioned it's very important to know our history. So quite often, we have these history lessons on this show, which is extremely important. And you've got experts who know a lot about that, and then it's important to tie it all into the present and that people take action and get fit. That's something we also talked about on the break, that it's very important to stay healthy, get fit, get healthy if you're not healthy. You know what I've noticed too, and my brother Alfred talks about this too, he has seen many examples of especially young people, when they wake up to what is going on, they suddenly get a purpose for their lives and they drop their vices. They go from being kind of down and out alcoholics or whatever, druggies, and they suddenly decide, they just clean up their act because suddenly they have a purpose to their life and they get to work. And, you know, knowing the truth, it might seem very dark and heavy. However, knowing the truth also liberates you to get into action, to do something about it. And so get healthy, get fit, and get into action, and you will feel happy and joyful. I mean, I don't know, sometimes I wonder, why am I going around in life being quite happy and joyful all the time when things are so dark? But it feels good to be actually in the truth. And the truth will set you free. That is an old saying, and it is so true. Over to you. Back to you.
Go ahead, Ben.
I agree 100% with what you're saying. I got a little fired up there on the break, and, you know, I love to motivate people, and I want people to do well. And, you know, with what Monica was saying there, she said it so well. Just stay positive. You know, we have a lot of heaviness on our heads with the issues of the world, but you have to look at the light at the end of the tunnel and realize two things. One, first and number one is God wins. We won't lose as long as we keep our mind and heart on Jesus Christ. And the second thing is, you know, we can get through this if we stay motivated. You know, if we sit on the couch and cry about it, we're going to still be sitting on the couch and crying about it when the Lord comes and says it's time to go home. But, you know, just stay motivated, stay positive, even when times are rough, because the enemy is terrified of positive white men.
Yes. Yes.
And I'd like to say, and this kind of meshes with what you talked about, Ben, and Sister Monica, was that blueprint that you put out. I call it a blueprint, Ben. People, you have to quit worrying about the United States government, the federal government, Sodom and the Potomac. It doesn't make a damn to me about the so-called United States government. I hate that United States government, what it stands for, the flag. You have to realize, and we have to realize, our problems are never, ever going to be solved by the United States government. In fact, that's why we have problems. We have the so-called United States government. That's all powerful, been that way since Gene always talks about, since the so-called Lincoln Civil War. And it's really ruled by our United States government, Trump. Doesn't matter who the president is, he's run by a bunch of Jews like Netanyahu. But we have to learn, before we can get this blueprint going that you talked about, Ben, we have to realize there's no hope with the United States government, the federal government. We have to start all over. And the sooner this federal government could collapse, the better off we would be. People would like you said during the break, Ben, to get off their butt and really do something to rebuild the country. It's never going to be rebuilt under this government that we have, because the government in control hates our guts and wants us dead.
Yeah.
So what you said, we have to stop relying on the government. And Sister Monica said it kind of in a way, about to stop relying on the grants from the government. And she also said it's our damn money anyway. So you nailed you nailed that, Sister Monica.
Well,
and, you know,
following
back on the grants, you know, being in a fire department, I see a lot of how our money works countywide, at least on the fire department side of things. And 90% of our funds come from inside the county for the fire department. And what we can't get from county income, you know, tax-wise, a lot of our funds come from donations and fundraisers. And you could use that platform on anything. You know, it doesn't matter if it's for, hey, we're doing a hog, you know, roast hog or roast goat or whatever. We're selling it for this much. The funds from this go to fixing Main Street potholes. You know, that's just a rough example. But there's ways we can get the money without relying on the feds. And the other thing I was mentioning earlier, and I need to emphasize it, is when you get into these positions, You can't come in and as soon as you get elected mayor, throw your right arm in the air and hail Hitler. Keep your head low.
Keep, no kidding.
Keep your head low. We need to take the cards that the Jews have been playing on us and play them cards back on them. We need to keep our head low. We need to take whatever money we can scrounge from them, use their cards back on them, and use that to our benefit. I know that's a dirty way to do it, but there, you know, learn the system that they have and play that system to your advantage. And that's why I say, you know, we can be pro-white, we can be hardcore Christian, but when it comes to the political side of life and taking over a small government, you have to keep your head low to achieve the end goal.
Got that right.
So that's my word of advice. Of course, I'm saying something that a lot of people, already know, but just putting it out there.
So Ben, we won't do the Roman salute day one, maybe day two, right?
Well, you know, have you ever seen how the Aryan Brotherhood salute? They click their heels and they put their right pinky finger up at their waistband. That way they can salute, but it's not obvious.
Okay, there you go. I was just making a joke there, but it's very good advice. No.
I've always told everyone I'm going to run for president one day, and if I win, I'm going to put a Nazi flag over the White House, and then I'm going to go AWOL. I'm just going to disappear after I'm going to go under a fake name and everything, and when I win the election, I'm going to replace the flag and disappear. And just watch everything go crazy.
Yeah.
I think what we could do, if we could just get, you know, there's so many of our people have been brainwashed. And I keep going back, and I use the example of the Judeo-Christians, the Southern Baptists, the United Methodists. But if you could just get one person aside, it sounds like a long, almost too far, too much of an impossible task. But if you could just talk to people, y'all, and try to educate them what's really going on, who really runs the show, not only in the United States, but in Canada and in Europe, in all white nations, who runs it, educate them. Tell them about, try to educate them about the so-called Holocaust, about who actually started the Second World War. Anything, the smallest little thing, educate them one at a time. I know it sounds like a cliche. I guess it is, because the great Chinese guy said the longest journey of 1,000 miles starts at one step. But talking to people, educating people, it's one thing you can do.
It is. It's one by one by one. Yes. We reach people, and that's okay. If everybody takes it upon themselves to reach people one by one by one. And, you know, we can't prescribe what any individual should do. Sometimes people say, well, what can I do?
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of different ideas. We don't want to prescribe that because we're taking away your imagination or your capabilities to imagine what you can do. Give your life meaning. There's no better time to be alive in terms of being able to have a meaningful life now at this time, because we are in an epic struggle between good and evil. And if you get into action on the side of good, on the side of truth, whatever that action may be, you give yourself, your life, meaning.
Sister Monica, I
have one word to the ladies out there, and that is, you may not be able to run for office, but make some white babies and teach them the word of God.
Yep. And I wish we had the time. Next time we come on, Sister Monica,
yes,
I'd like
Ben,
to
thank
get you.
You
to tell what really brought you, what was the defining moment when you stopped being in the Green Party, et cetera, et cetera. We'll have that for another show. I think you said 9/11 and the COVID thing. But people, Ben, you made a great point. Thank you so much for being on, Brother Ben, Little Brother Ben, and Sister Monica. Y'all made this program. Thank you, little Miss Teenage America, for running the board. And thank you, Blood River Radio, for keeping us on the air. So, people, God willing, we'll see you same time next week. Good night, everybody.